27 Wildest Days, Day 8. To live in this world, you must first learn that the only possible way to survive is to develop a strong sense of the absurd. Becker said it best, and to paraphrase, not being crazy in this world is in itself a form of madness. Love what is mortal or immortal, but know that everything is mortal in one case. Either we go or it goes, but go we all do. I've lost so many loved ones, and each loss has been unique. All very romantic, sure, but also all very tortuous. Because losing people doesn't get easier with experience. Each new loss is like a first, and nothing you learn from one loss is transferable to the next. One day, you will suffer your final loss, and you will not go through that hell again. That's the good news. You can work out the bad news yourself. When the time comes, we will let it go. In the deaths I have witnessed that were not sudden, in which the person is aware of what is about to happen, the acceptance has been evident and inspirational. At least it has been from the beholder's point of view. Who knows what the perception is for the person whose experience is the only one to really count. My friend and mentor, Christina, was riddled with cancer for years and told no one. She was fine for ages and then got very sick while I was away. She said nothing. I get angry still about that, but I know why she did it. She would have looked at me over the top of her glasses, cigarette finely clutched in delicate style, and asked, "Andrew? What difference would it make?" Yes, love what is mortal and recognize it as such to the best of your ability. When they go, nothing will have prepared you for the loss. And nothing should. We live to enjoy life, not fear death.